Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. February 5th, 2023. Letters, the impact of light on desires. Question, why are Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh called the name of the Creator? Answer, the Creator is the light that depicts itself against the background of black desire. Therefore, all kinds of figures that the light draws on a black background are letters that make up the name of the Creator. Meaning, we perceive His actions in this way. Question, does it mean that someone felt the influence of light on their desire and thus depicted it in the form of letters or text? Answer, yes, this is how the Torah is written. From Cab TV's The Study of the Ten Sefirot, Tess, January 15, 2023. Introduce a game in a relationship. Question, why does a relationship between a man and a woman end? Answer, people do not know how to value their relationships. They have not been taught. Question, how can you keep the intensity and passion of sex? Answer, I think this is a very complex, multifaceted question. If they are healthy partners, they will find how to keep the intensity and passion. They should appreciate each other, think about how to please the other, and then they will succeed. Question, but according to Kabbalah, a person's desire is fulfilled, and that is it? We see that many couples face a problem when in the course of life they lose some kind of sharpness, brightness of relationships, including sexual ones. Answer, it is necessary to bring a game into the relationship. From Cab TV's Blitz Questions and Answers, January 6, 2023. Offerings inside the heart. Question, in our world, sacrifices are offered to God in a certain place. Where is this place of sacrifice in spirituality? Answer, in the heart. Nowhere else. Question, does it mean that the temple is the heart? Answer, yes. Only. Question, can we conclude that previously sacrifices meant bringing people's hearts closer to each other? Answer, yes, as it is said, as one man with one heart. Question, and then all this disappeared somewhere, and people began to build external temples in which sacrifices were made? Answer, in general, yes. Question, or should it go in parallel since we exist in two worlds? Answer, no. It does not have to go in parallel. There is no need to build any temples at all. All this must be within the person. But people started to gradually distort it. Even for those who study Kabbalah, it is much easier to do some external action for the sake of someone than to try to connect with them internally, with the heart. Not because it is difficult, but because it is not clear how to do it. For example, bringing someone a box of chocolates is clear, but to make offerings inside the heart is not. From Cab TV's Spiritual States, January 8, 2023. Worlds, States of Man. Question, how does the revelation of the Creator take place, and what does it give? Answer, the revelation of the Creator occurs to the extent that a person wants to reveal Him in order to be like Him. Question, what are spiritual worlds? Answer, they are states of a person who is approaching the Creator. Question, why are they called worlds? Answer, that is how a person feels, that he is in such an environment. From Cab TV's Blitz Questions and Answers, January 6, 2023. A beautiful act of friends. Comment, I've read very touching stories that lead to important questions. One girl writes on Facebook, I am 13 years old. 6 months ago, I started losing my hair and I lost all my hair. I refused to go to school because I was sure that everyone would laugh at me. But 12 of my friends came to me with their heads completely shaved. They did this out of solidarity with me. Three of them were girls. I burst into tears. I wrote about it on my Facebook. I was told in the comments that they didn't do it from the heart, that they know that their hair will grow back, but yours won't, that they just want to become famous, and so on. But I don't want to hear them, the girl writes. They are still my best friends forever. My response, of course. Question, tell me, please, even if this was done like what people wrote, with such an intention, what kind of act is this? Answer, this is a high deed. It is compassion, it is empathy, and it means a lot. Compassion is a very powerful force. As a result, they will show everyone at school how to act, what kind of relationships should be. And I think they will quickly stop paying attention to appearance. Question, do you think this is a step toward that? Answer, yes. Or maybe, on the contrary, many people at school will cut their hair out of solidarity. Question, in spiritual understanding, what is compassion? Answer, in the spiritual understanding, compassion is life in another. Question, is this an attempt to live in another, what we see with these children? Answer, yes, it is spiritual. This is a step that is close to spiritual. Question, and living in another is my dissolving into him or taking him into myself? Can I say that, or does it matter? Answer, it is in the other. I want to enter him, I want to exist in him, in all his problems. From CAB TV's News with Dr. Michael Leightman, December 15, 2022. What do we need to change? For the first time in the history of humanity, we are moving to an inverse perception of the world. We have to change our own perception. We do not have to change the economic, sociological, political structure, and various superstructures in society. We have to change ourselves. Therefore, the transitional period should be very simple, a period of self-education and self-training. You cannot change anything further without changing yourself, because you have to be at the foundation of radically new changes. Accordingly, the transitional period is only a period of our own adaptation to the cause of nature. From CAB TV's I Got a Call. How to Make a Revolution, February 10, 2012. Michael Leightman, on Quora. Is it possible to benefit from a crisis? We can benefit from a crisis if we understand its true cause and how we heal the world through it. Otherwise, we cannot say that we benefit from a crisis. At their core, all crises we endure emerge from negative human connections. Likewise, their ultimate solution is for us to positively connect above our negative drives. As much as we positively connect, we will accordingly see positive changes in the world. Positive connection means that we will trust, help, support and encourage each other more and more, and harm each other less and less. Based on CAB TV's Blitz of Questions and Answers on January 6, 2023. Written, edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leightman.